For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm watching France, USA. Olympic soccer.
It's 305.
Dale.
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 A plus. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. All I can say is USA, baby. Let's go.
USA, let's go. They were getting their asses kicked by Fiji in rugby.
Yeah.
Fiji was taking it to the USA in rugby, but USA has switched over to the soccer match, scoreless in the fifth minute.
We gotta pick our battles.
For anyone who, I'm with that. Let's pick our battles. which one are we picking? By the way, rugby or because we're not gonna win this soccer game either.
let's challenge them in football.
Right.
Yeah, basketball. Come on now.
And rugby. We'll give it to you, Fiji.
Yeah,
we'll give it to you.
Just understand our strengths and weaknesses.
I sent Solana, I DM'd you this. I forwarded you on Instagram, Solana. Anyone who listens to this show, because I immediately thought of Vic Bermudez, because I love watching Vic Bermudez's social media posts. He's the Canes executive producer, our former executive producer, but he is a little league dad to the nth degree.
Yes.
This dude, Mr. Red. You know, he's partners with Luis Diaz, guy who opened for you at the Improv twice, right? Both South Florida gigs, right?
Yeah, Luis did Miami and Daniel.
Yeah, we love Luis. Used to work at Power 96. Super funny guy. But he does all this social media content with Mr. Red. And Mr. Red just put something up. If you don't follow Mr. Red, by the way, is Alexander Arias. If you don't follow him on Instagram, you should. Am I lying, Solana? Dude is funny as hell. Him and Luis put together stuff together, but Mr. Red to me is just like so Miami. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's like one of my favorite Miami influencers because he nails it on every single video.
He just posted something about being a Cuban little league dad, and it is so spot on, only because I know Vic Bermudez. Mm-hmm. It is so spot on. It's crazy. Like, crazy funny. So anyone who wants to laugh, Mr. Red on Instagram, it's Alexander Arias. And, you know, Luis Diaz has lost like 25 pounds. You know, he's doing a big weight loss thing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He wants to be able to fly, like, fit in a plane. That's his goal. That's his motivation. He doesn't want to be fat shamed while flying anymore.
That's cool. Well,
I love the bad it got to that people.
Bad it got to that point, but it's cool that he's taking the effort to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, he was running like he posted the video on Instagram. He was running like wind sprints in the park because it's funny. Like usually because he's up there. He said how much he weighed. I forget what it was, but he had put on some weight and usually you'll see the videos and the guys, they have like a big towel around their neck and they're going for a walk, maybe on an air conditioned treadmill or maybe outside. He was running wind sprints in the park. Did you see that video, Solana?
Yeah.
No.
It was like day one of his workout and he's running like suicide drills in the park.
But I love what he was saying, which was, I've tried every fad diet. I've done this a million times. Enough with the sympathy and the empathy towards people like me who want to lose weight but actually won't commit to losing weight. Like, if you see me out somewhere and I'm cheating, call me out on it. Like, enough is enough. Yeah. So he's holding himself accountable.
Unlike Huckman.
Yeah, I'm having a quiet diet right now.
And how you don't hold people accountable for trying to lose weight. We argue all the time about it.
What do you mean?
People are heavy when they want to be heavy. If you burn more calories than you take in, it's impossible to gain weight.
But metabolism and genetics have a lot to do with it.
No, it doesn't have a lot to do with it.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I can tell you what Luis Diaz's parents look like.
Okay. No,
I never met them.
Never met them.
Yep.
If they're big, you know what they do? They eat more than they work out.
No, they're just genetically predisposed to be heavier or more big-boned than skinny people.
No, and that can be cool. If they do not eat enough of the calories they're burning, they're going to lose weight. It is a math problem.
I'm not arguing that, but for some people, it's easier. For some people, it's easier to burn calories than for other people.
And I agree with that. Metabolism is a thing, all that stuff. But if you continue to eat more food than you burn, you get fat. If you work more than you eat, you get skinny. It's how the human body works.
It can be both things, though, Crowder. I'm with you. If you're on a caloric deficit, then yes, you're going to lose weight.
You'll lose weight every time, no doubt.
But for some people, even being on a caloric deficit, their body doesn't process sugars or burn fats as quickly as other people do, which is where genetics comes into play and metabolism comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be both things. Like, there's people,
and it's harder. Like, sometimes even if you do a liquid diet, you know, it's harder to burn off, say, the Shamrock Shake than a glass of water. And you have to take that into account.
And when you wake up at 3 a.m. and go bash a bottle of Coke and 17 Oreos, or I've actually happened. It's somebody I know. Might be my family, might be a friend, might whatever. I was having a get together and this person said they're trying to lose weight. I had to run to the gas station to get ice. I run to the gas station. This human is eating chips and hot dogs in their car so that they can come to the house and lie to me about their diet.
That's a good move. That's what people do.
That's
a fair caveat. If you eat something in your car, it does not count.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop eating and keep running, you're going to lose weight extremely fast.
Aside from whatever you eat in your car, because that doesn't really count.
Let me say, how much does genetics, how many calories are in genetics? Because that's what you'll always bring
up. It has nothing to do with calories. Genetics plays a role in how people look, period.
Yes.
Baldness, height. Yes. Of course it matters in weight as well. You can't say that genetics matters for everything physical, but not weight. It just doesn't work that way.
No, it does work that way because it's impossible to gain weight without calories.
I watched my 600-pound life.
Correct. It's impossible.
So I'm an expert.
And they order 17 pizzas for dinner. And then they want to eat some celery for breakfast.
And so cut down to 10 pizzas.
And they're going to still be fat.
But less fat.
but Crowder, see, this is where your argument doesn't hold water because flip it the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Some people try to gain weight and they'll mm-hmm. eat 5,000-6,000 calories in a day, but they have a quicker mm-hmm. metabolism and they literally will not gain weight. Hawk, I imagine when you were younger, you could eat whatever you wanted and you didn't exercise.
My son is trying desperately to gain weight because he wants some bulk. He can't do it. And he cannot gain weight.
He's not eating enough.
But my body.
Well, he's 35 pounds. He's 20 years old.
But there's people.
I mean, we have
a
serious problem.
And they gain weight like that.
He's 35?
35 pounds, yeah.
It's just, listen, extra pound here or there. Do you know that 2,000 calories, like when you're on a machine and it's counting the calories that you've burned? It's like 2,000 calories a pound. It's a math problem.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's a math problem.
I get it. Solana nailed it. If you do a caloric deficit every day, you're going to lose weight. There's no question about it. I'm just saying it's easier for some to have a caloric deficit than others because they burn calories quicker. Or like he said, they don't burn sugars at the way that other people with a higher metabolism do. That's genetics. It's DNA.
No, it's not.
If you want it, it's like saying if you want to be taller, be taller. You can't. No, genetics comes into play.
You can increase your metabolism by working out.
Increase? What can you increase?
You can increase your metabolism by working out. So the
what if I want to increase it?
If you want to increase
I can't increase my metabolism at 54 years old.
You can.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Okay, go and run 5 miles.
Dr. Fauci now? Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's have congressional hearings into this.
See if your metabolism doesn't pick up. Y'all just want to protect these people that are lazy.
If I work out more, I'm going to burn more calories. That's not increasing my metabolism. I'm just burning more calories.
Your metabolism will go up if you continue to work out, get your heart rate going, and make your body want to burn calories because now it has to find something to feed itself because you're not piling up quarter pounders with cheese, Doritos, salt, vinegar, potato chips, and hot fries in your body. It's going to actually burn proteins and things that are supposed to be there. Listen, this is facts I'm speaking to y'all.
It's really Crowder, no joke. What you're saying is not factual at all. In fact,
you're licensed dietitians. I don't know what you've done, Crowder. I mean, you have a podcast, sure, but
mm-hmm.
I had dietitians. I know this.
Yeah, and you were drinking Redline. You told us you were drinking Redline.
I believe one of your dietitians was like rubbing bushes over your legs and sprinkling powder on the back of your head or something.
He did rub a watermelon on my injury so that the bad vibes would get out, and you throw it on outgoing tide into the ocean so that the bad demons will now be in the ocean and not in your injury.
Your workout caused global warming. It polluted the ocean.
Listen, people are heavy because they want to be heavy.
Here's my greater point. Follow Mr. Red on Instagram because the Little League thing is funny as hell. And our friend Luis Diaz is trying to lose some weight. That's all I was saying.
Hawk,
I love Luis.
Hawk, we need to one day bring on my father to talk about him as a Little League parent, not in baseball because I played baseball.
Oh, I gotta hear him.
So my dad was notoriously known for getting ejected from my soccer games growing up and my brother's soccer games. I vividly, one of my earliest memories, my brother was playing a high school soccer game and my dad took me. I would always go to all the games. I'm like 8, 9 years old. And this is a God's honest, true story. My dad gets ejected right before halftime for yelling some sort of obscenity at one of the referees. So my dad is pissed off now. He grabs me. We walk to the car, and the road was on the opposite side of the field. He got in his car, and he drove right through the field right before the game was about to start. Right through the field.
Listen, if YouTube existed back then, that guy would have been all over YouTube.
Yep.
Solana's dad, if you don't know him, Eduardo, he doesn't give a bleep about anything, any norms, anything. It's his world, and he lives in it. And I can only imagine how mortifying that must have been during Little League.
Imagine being 8 years old, and you're sitting in a car, and your father's driving through the field to prove a point to some 17-year-old referee.
I'm imagining he's smoking a dart as he's driving the car. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
He got kicked out of almost every one of my high school soccer games. Honest, God's honest truth. Like, unbelievable. Every game.
I have a personal Little League dad moment that I'm not proud of.
That you did?
Yes. Up in Coral Springs, we're playing a team that, you know, as people come through travel ball, it's all the same kids. Like, there's only so many 12-year-old baseball players that can play in travel ball. So kids just jump from team to team to team to team. And there's parents that are just butt wipes. Like, you know this team is going to be a butt wipe team up in Coral Springs. So we're playing them. They're supposed to beat us. We're up. And this hellified kid I've been watching since he was 8 years old, he hits a grand slam to win the game. And I even watch. I'm sitting next to Asia. I'm watching, and I see the boy walk out, and I know his face. I've watched him play for years, and I'm like, he's a bad man that's about to hit in this sixth inning. They only play six innings. He hits a grand slam, bases loaded. So now we're kind of upset. We just lost the game. Walk-off grand slam. So I'm just kind of walking. I'm getting our fold-out chairs together. I'm grabbing our cooler to walk back to the car. And one of the dads run over to me, and I remember it because he yells, "You love that Graham salami, don't you?" He kept saying Graham salami, which is a phrase that I think is very lame.
Yeah, it's my kind of guy.
I'm already mad because we just lost. Now you're running up to me screaming and jumping around. So in a very aggressive voice, I yell, "Don't let that mouth get you effed up." And the entire both sidelines, all the parents, after I say it, everything gets quiet and everybody's staring at me. And I look and I see my daughter, Ava, and she's looking with her mouth open. And I just grab Ava, I grab the stuff, and I just walk away because now I'm embarrassed. And Ava says, when we get to the car, she says, "Daddy, there was no emotion in your eyes. I was really mad. I was irate."
But that doesn't sound horrible to me, because if the guy's rubbing it in your face and saying you love that grand salami, don't you? I mean, you don't have to just sit there and take it.
I'm going to tell you a secret. 5'6", little Cuban dude starts screaming. It doesn't stop the park. 6'3", 260-pound black dude yells, "Don't let that mouth get you effed up." As loud as I can scream, that stops the baseball park. The concession stand closed down. Like, it was over, and I was like, oh, I just embarrassed everybody out here. And I shuffled off.
I slunk away.
I slunk off. I looked at Ava, grabbed her hand, and we just walked away real fast. I was like,
I got to have your dad on to talk about you in Little League, because he will go from 0 to 60, my guess, talking about you, Solana. If I ask him, like, how were you in Little League baseball and stuff, he's going to go from 0 to 60.
Dude would get kicked out of almost every single game.
Did he get kicked out because he hated the way that you played? That's what my dad used to do. My dad used to, like, my dad would come see me play basketball. I was on a travel team, would come see me play basketball, and then he'd be gone in the second half. Like, I'd look up in the bleachers, and he'd be gone. He couldn't stand to watch me play. Well, because I didn't try hard, just couldn't. It wasn't that I didn't have, like, I just didn't care, and he couldn't stand it, and so he would just disappear.
But could he be mad at how Solana was playing? We know Solana never played.
I'm guessing, this is my guess. Mm-hmm. Eduardo Solana fancies himself probably on the cusp of being an Olympic athlete, mm-hmm. even though he probably wasn't. And then Solana's brother, Daniel. He got a full ride in college for soccer, right?
Yeah, he played college soccer.
So I imagine that he played very good Little League soccer and Little League baseball, was probably a pretty decent athlete. So my guess is Eduardo has a different vision of what his family's athletic prowess is, and Solana maybe didn't meet the criteria for dad's love.
Let's just say he was very disappointed in me always, and he took it out on the officials.
But did he tell you that you stunk? Like, wouldn't sugarcoat it when you got in the car?
Absolutely. If we lost a game, it was always my fault, and I was going to hear about it. Absolutely.
Good Jimmy, father. I was. What's your dad's name?
Got
your
dad's name. Herman.
Herman. I was Herman as a Little League dad.
Cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. What he was always supportive of you.
Very supportive, even if I struck out.
How many times did you strike out?
A lot.
I think we should swing that question, Hawk. How many times did you hit the ball?
Or the ball hit me.
Yeah. All right, do this. Do a quick look at the headlines.
It's sad when parents yell at kids and lean into it, because there's some kids you know won't hit it, but you try to get an inside pitch and get hit to get on first.
Yeah, that would be the strategy. That's a strategy. I used to coach some of David's Little League teams. That's a strategy.
Crowd the plate.
Billy,
lean into it, Charles.
We need you on this one, man. Just, you know, but you try to make it seem like it's not what it is. That guy has been pitching inside the entire game. So just don't back down, man. You take your position there. Get in there. Lean into it a little bit. And then we'll see you at first base.
It's so sad when little Johnny gets hit and everybody cheers. I'll be like, man.
Yeah, that's as good as a hit for little Johnny.
There you go.
That's
there
me.
You go, runners on base.
Shalana, do a quick look at headlines because then we can take a break and then come back and listen to some Mike McDaniel cuts and some Mario Cristobal cuts.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Dolphins training camp did begin today. Training camp began around the NFL. For those who have not seen, Tua Tagovailoa did report today. Went through warmups, and he did have some participation in 11-on-11 work, but he just handed the ball off. He didn't make any throws in 11-on-11s. He did throw in 7-on-7s. So that's your Tua Tagovailoa update. There's video on the Dolphins' social media of him connecting with Jalen Waddle, him connecting with Tyreek Hill as well.
He's trying to play it right, you know, walk the line of being a good soldier, but knowing he's upset, which I'm anticipating nothing that I know. I'm just saying they have to be in talks if he's not irate enough not to be there.
Right. And I imagine, like, if I'm his parent and you know that his mom and dad are involved, if I'm his parent, I'm saying, hey, you are like maybe a day or two away from $300 million. Suck it up. Smile, and let's get that $350 million, $225 guarantee, whatever it's going to be. Like, yeah, go out there, smile a little bit because we're this close to generational wealth.
I would have hired a tank to drive him to and from practice so nothing can happen.
Just somebody text in, what about responding to the guy, I've got your grand salami right here.
That's even better. But I think the threat of get effed up kind of took it to a new level because then it got physical. Yeah.
I love that. Grand salami. Oh, I love that guy.
Oh, that's it. Listen, it's not a grand slam until someone calls it a grand salami.
I could pick him out of a lineup right now. You like that grand salami, don't you? How about you let that mouth F you up?
No timeline for Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, according to Mike McDaniel. And Javon Holland, he reportedly suffered some sort of injury today. We don't know the extent of it, but he...
So he said that he, like, fell hard, tried to play another couple of snaps, but then was over meeting with the trainers and didn't practice again.
Yeah. All right, your weather...
Drive him in a tank.
Yeah.
Because he was injured last season. They can use him when he's healthy. Javon, that is a game changer. So keep him healthy.
And Javon's up for some money, too.
Well, he's a little further down on the list. I've said, like, I thought that he was going to get a big new contract this offseason. Didn't happen. And now I don't think it will happen. I think he's got to do it again. Yeah.
Big season. He's a top paid safety in the league.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
France, by the way, France USA scoreless 27th minute.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Hot and humid. It's summer, ladies and gentlemen. That's your weather.
Are you bleeding, old man?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Good.
Where are you bleeding from?
Shuttlecock.
Oh, man. See, your camera was in a different position.
All right, we're going to listen to some Mike McDaniel and some Mario Cristobal. You're confused, Solana?
Yeah. Oh, are you good?
Yeah, I scratched a mosquito bite, but I didn't realize it. And I'm just scratching it the whole segment. And then I like felt something wet. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm covered in blood. And so I put it up to the camera while you're doing whatever you were doing, the weather or something.
That used to happen to my grandma. Y'all's blood doesn't clot.
Yeah. I don't clot anymore. Yeah. Just pour it out of my leg. You got to get off these blood thinners.
You can't scab.
I can't scab anymore. I just ripped off my last scab.
I That's
all right. We're going to come back. We're going to listen to some Mike McDaniel and Mario Cristobal if we have the time.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Somebody had texted in. Are we still giving away Marlins tickets? We are. We have not given away a pair yet today. We've got tickets every day this week for you and your dog. Go see Bark at the Park, Lone Depot Park, Marlins and Reds, August 5th. Just keep listening, and we will give away a pair sometime before 6 o'clock. Today is National Drive-Thru Day. My plans are in the 4 o'clock hour to play one of our best drive-thru radio segments, I believe, in our show's history. Keeping an eye on this USA-France soccer game. Olympics are underway, and it's scoreless still. And I told you, Mike McDaniel spoke to the media today. Mario Cristobal made the media rounds for ACC Media Days today. He was on with Joe Rose. Couple of cuts here from Mike McDaniel first, okay? This one, now, again, I said this at the beginning of the show. I believe Mike McDaniel is in mid-season form because my head was spinning around as if I were in The Exorcist about halfway through some of his answers.
Got it.
Here is Mike McDaniel. He's asked about what Tua is going to do in practice while still having contract negotiations.
Is Tua Tagovailoa going to practice all periods, or do you guys work something out where he'll do some but not all? What's the plan?
The plan is something that I think, you know, there's two parts to it. You know, I think it's important to acknowledge that Tua is in the midst of a contract negotiation. That's important to him and the football team. That being said, we communicate very well, and it's very fluid. We're taking it day by day today. I expect it to be kind of like OTAs, and we'll move on from there.
All right. There's two parts. It's fluid day by day, and we don't know.
But he's filibustering?
I don't know. I don't know if he knows. I don't know.
He can't say anything. He can't talk about it. Like we said something earlier. How there's something going on for Tua to be here. Like they're in. It's not like they're like, you go to hell, you go to hell. Like they're
some coaches could say, like Bill Belichick probably would have answered that with, I expect all players to be practicing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there, he just has his style, which is meandering.
Yes.
But it's meandering.
Not filibuster. Meander is a better word. That's what he's meandering through the answer.
Here is Mike McDaniel on handling this distraction of the contract negotiations.
I'm very proud of the team this offseason. There's been a lot of things that we've matured in how we go about our business. And, you know, one thing about being in the National Football League is there's stuff that goes on that you can't control. I think from the start, you know, people try not to make a distraction and emphasize their work. That it's just an opportunity that in a different way is the same challenge that you're presented with during the entire course of the year. You know, I'm not going to forecast how long anything looks a certain way or whatever. We'll adjust however we see fit to make sure that, you know, we're appropriately positioning our players for success. And all of those things are a distraction if you allow them to be. You know, myself, I have open conversations about that stuff and to the team, and to understand that we're all not robots. You have to consciously make sure that you're worried about the right stuff. I think our team is. Our team is really excited about practicing against each other and making today matter and building on having something to build on for tomorrow. So I have no concerns about distractions, and we together make sure that we do whatever we can to put our best foot forward, really.
My legs have spontaneously started bleeding again. My blood's trying to jump out of my legs.
All your clots then went away.
He's got a couple of things that he does. I've noticed this last season. No matter what happens, he calls it an opportunity. Because you even saw it on Hard Knocks last year. They get their asses kicked. They do great or whatever. He always comes back and says, this is an opportunity. And he did it there. Somehow the contract distractions are an opportunity. He called it that. And then he said something else. I meant to write it down. But he's got like a couple of benchmarks that he goes to as his verbal crutches.
I when you preface things, you're usually going to say something mean at the end. But I'll say this, that Mike McDaniel is one of the top four coaches ever to run this organization. I think Mike McDaniel is a genius play caller, and I love for him to be our head coach. But I found a meander definition that I think is perfect for this situation. An ornamental pattern of winding and interlocking lines in a mosaic. Mm-hmm. That's what he speaks. It's just
do we not find it as cute as we did in season one?
We can't find it as cute because you're used to it. You know, like you love your wife's meatloaf until week 10.
Right. It's not as novel. It's not as cute.
But I still love it. But it's really, and I love winding and interlocking lines. Like, it's just kind of words, 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 words enough for Barry Jackson or Omar Kelly to look down at their notebook and start writing, and then he stops talking.
But I can appreciate that. It, like, Bill Belichick, it had to have been tough covering him for Ben Volen, for example, for years. You're trying to get answers from him, and he refuses to give them to you. Mike McDaniel, I appreciate the fact that he's trying to give you a well-thought-out answer.
You think he's trying to give you an answer?
I really do.
No,
I think
I don't.
He can't, Solana. He can't, and he's just
I don't think he's trying to. But I don't think he's really trying to. I think he's purposefully meandering.
I don't. I just think that's what he does, and I think he's actively trying to give you a well-thought-out answer within the confines of what he's allowed to say without starting some sort of controversy. But it just turned into 2 minutes of word salad because he's incapable of not giving you 2 minutes of word salad.
Solana, ask me about Tua's contract. I can do this.
Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins have not agreed to a contract. What's the next steps moving forward between you and your starting quarterback?
Well, it's part of the organization. You know, we're working with all our players. We love all of them. We're just trying to get prepared. This offseason was amazing. So now we're just working on, you know, there's two sides of this. There's the team, and then there's the business side. So the business side is going to work it out. We have a great business side. We have a great team building. We have amazing leaders in this locker room. So they're going to work to get the business side dealt with, and we're going to work to get ready on the field to try to have the best success moving forward that we can have for the Miami Dolphin fan base and everybody that loves us. Solana, I just said nothing.
Now ask me, Solana.
Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins have not agreed to a contract negotiation. That is obviously the biggest story going into camp. What's next for you and your starting quarterback?
Well, we are working with the Miami Heat on a Dwayne Wade night for this.
I've said it before, Hawk. I would love for somebody to hire you as their marketing person. a speaker of the house. I would love for you to be speaker of the house. It would make every single night amazing for me.
Let's listen to one cut from Mario Cristobal from ACC Media Days. He was on with Joe Rose this morning, and he was asked about the high expectations. You weren't on the air here in the first couple minutes of the show. Crowder, but I have a list from, what was it, sportsbetting.ag. First head coach fired in college football. You want to guess who the favorite is?
Who?
Don't look Mario. Too far than the tattoo on your arm.
Not Billy Napier.
Billy Napier is the favorite right now.
No.
At
Billy's
4-1.
That bad off?
I mean, I mean, he's on the hot seat, no?
No, hell. The SEC realignment. Yeah. Damn.
They come out of the box and lose to Miami, which they're going to?
Well, I don't know about all that second part, the latter, but I think now he gets his quarterback. You know what? This is why I keep saying play the young guy, because now you have an excuse. If you play a 6-year senior and get your ass whooped a couple weeks, you're getting fired. Play the young guy. Now you can develop with DJ Lagway.
Billy Napier's favorite at 4-1.
6-7, 5-7 in his first 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's not Florida standards.
Oh, listen, I'm not impressed by Billy in any shape, form, or fashion. And I say it all the time. We don't have All-Americans anymore. We used to have a bunch of All-Americans on that team. But I didn't think Billy would be. I knew Billy would probably be in the top 5 or 6. I didn't think he'd be number one.
Well, he's number one at 4-1. Sam Pittman, Arkansas, is 5-1. And then number three is Mario Cristobal at Miami, 6-1. Which, again, I wouldn't bet it because I don't think they can fire him because the contract is so prohibitive that I don't think he can. But anyway, here is Mario Cristobal this morning talking about the high expectations for the Hurricanes.
There's never going to be expectations higher for ourselves and myself and then our players. We came to Miami. This was our end-all, be-all, man. Always has been, to make it look a certain way. And bit by bit, step by step, Miami is looking more and more like what Miami should look like. And you know what? I mean, let's call it what, nothing's going to stop it. We just got to keep putting time, hard work, and great people and great competitors. Because hard work, great people, and great effort, it's undefeated, man. You know, just keep doing the work. Keep doing it the right way with the right people.
All right. See it on the field.
Is it Mario's record? And honestly, Hawk, I'm asking you, is it his record or is it those?
It's the blunders.
Those blunders from last season.
I mean, there's losses on the schedule that you should never lose, but it's those blunders that get talked about for a week after on national media. Like, because that was the knock on Mario coming here, right? Game day coaching is not his strength. And he hasn't done anything to change that narrative.
I would say I don't want to say he is Ron Zook, but that was Zook's thing. Zook can recruit. Zook can bring guys in. Zook can add a talented roster to your organization. Zook's going to make bad decisions on game day.
And that's what happened last season.
And it's both sides to it, where you have to recruit, but you also have to make game day decisions. And that's what
Cristobal can recruit like hell, man.
And that's why I say he's very similar. And that's, you know, that's why I bring up Zook, because that's who recruited me. He's very similar to Ron Zook, which I don't know if that's flattering or not.
But it needs to be a successful season on the field this year. It just does. It has to be, especially with Cam Ward at quarterback. It has to be.
If I was Mario Cristobal, I would bring Cam Ward to my house 7 nights a week for dinner and just let's work this thing out, big homie. Let's see Dub. Let's figure this thing out.
Locked in.
Because to be honest, if he's on the hot seat, his job is pivotal on Cam Ward's success.
No doubt.
Know where college football is.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.